Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. I have a confession to make, and I'm probably not alone. It took me well into my life as an adult to learn to like certain vegetables. I'm talking about Brussels sprouts, beets, parsnips, and turnips. I'm sorry, but a lot of us have food aversions that we need to get over. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Scola Cooking School, that's why we've asked our friend Liz Nuttall of En Olivier to help us get over the hump. Hi, Liz.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, always good to have you.
Thank you.
Well, I think a lot of people don't like these vegetables because of the poor examples they were exposed to when they were younger. I mean, those canned Brussels sprouts that look like army green and smell like bad, I don't think anyone could like that, but it's so different from the actual vegetable itself.
And, you know, the thing is that, first of all, they can be really tasty, and they're very nutritious, aren't they?
They are, and especially this time of the year when you're not getting a lot of good, fresh, nutritional value from other products.
So we go with a lot of these things. Now, I did warm up to Brussels sprouts eventually. I love them now. What would you do to sell me on that idea, though?
Well, I finally found a recipe that even my sister likes, and that was big.
Okay.
Because everybody's used to the overboiled Brussels
sprouts.
Yeah,
they're terrible. Right.
But I actually chop them up and saute them so that they're cooked more quickly.
Uh-huh.
And I do that by taking onion and, of course, a little bit of bacon, chopping that up, sauteing those two things together until the bacon is cooked, adding a little bit of chopped garlic, then these chopped Brussels sprouts, and sauteing those with some nice olive oil until they're just turning a little bit brown on the edges.
Yeah.
And then remove them from the heat, add a little balsamic vinegar, and it's amazing.
I mean, it's got all the right things in it. And I'll be honest, like, when we used to have them in the restaurants, people are like, oh, can I get something else? I'd be like, you're going to eat these, and then you can get something else. And 9 out of 10 times, people were down with it. They're just scared of them because of what they're used to.
That's right. How about beets? What would you do with beets?
Beets are hard because they're always earthy. You're
always
going to get that earthiness to them. But they combine really, really well with goat cheese.
Yeah.
And again, if you slice them relatively thinly and and you add just a bit of it, that color is so healthy for you, though.
Yeah. And you know, they're very sweet.
They
actually have a ton of sugar in them.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's
get really young ones.
Yeah.
Make sure you get
young ones.
That's
right. The baby ones have less of that earth component.
Right.
Well, I've sort of detected a theme here that you're not taking these vegetables head on. You're working them into the recipe as a supporting ingredient. Let me throw another one at you, the turnip.
Ah, the turnip. The boring turnip.
Yeah, I have to admit that I don't get excited about it either. Not
well,
that it's bad. Like you said, it's boring.
It is boring. And again, I'm not going to let it go by itself.
Yeah.
I'm going to add it to potatoes.
All right.
And make a mashed combination thereof. There's a wonderful, very appetizing Scottish recipe called Clapshot.
Nice.
Which is exactly that. It's mashed turnips and potatoes.
Yeah.
Or again, you can caramelize them.
Yeah.
And add a bit of that sweetness with a little balsamic vinegar.
Well, that's, I think adding sweetness is key because people do love that sweet edge and turnips just tend to be kind of boring.
Well, we're going to borrow some of your recipes and put them on the website
for
so
sure.
People can try these at home and learn to love these things, folks. They're really good for you.
And thanks, Liz. Thanks for coming in and giving us all these great ideas.
Thank you so much for having me.
And I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.